On our vacation to Grandpa's house, all my children just love to shell the corn with the corn sheller. The corn would go in a bucket at the below, and when they turned the big reel, and the cob would come up toward the back. Papa would not use a sheller for his seed corn. He'd shell not so good kernels off first by hand, and then the good ones into a separate container. This was done upstairs where he had saved good ears of corn gradually as he shucked corn. The shucks of corn was also put to use. It was torn in narrow strips and later put in a big flat sack of heavy, strong material, the sack being the size of a bed. Stuffed full, it turned out to be the mattress of the bed. A special material called ticking was used for pillows and feather beds. This material would not let the feathers crawl through, and the seams had to be sewn with very close stitching. The feathers were from geese we raised. Only the feathers from the neck and body were used, but hardly any under the wings, because they wouldn't be able to hold up the wings if we did. Geese didn't like to be held on the lap, and it'd flop around on the lap, making loose feathers fly everywhere. That's when dusty caps, like Flora wore, were a necessity. It took a lot of feathers to make into pillows or feather beds, and geese were picked only once a year. Then in the sugar sacks they were put. Sugar sacks were more airy, and that's what the feathers needed. They were then hung upstairs till more were picked later. Feather beds were so appreciated years ago in the cold bedrooms. The feathers just enveloped a person and kept you so warm. There was a bed underneath where you lay, and then you'd cover with one too. It wasn't quite so full and heavy.